Sorry, Mama.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wait. It's all yours.
Such freedom I have found you. You're the healer who makes all things new. Yeah. I'm not going back, moving ahead. Here to declare to you the past is over. You things are made new.
Going back, I'm moving ahead, declaring myself to the Lord this morning, thanking him, for I am thankful, I am grateful, and I am truly blessed to be a child of the Most High God, and to be with you this morning, coming live from Branson, Missouri, with a room full of very snoring little girls who have had a great weekend, thanking and our pastor, Pastor Jesse Herring, and Pastor Paul Herring for a trip for our children from the Table of Life Ministries. Thanking God for his grace and for his wonderful and awesome mercy toward us and our children. So just thanking God, and we're going to take a moment to pray and ask God for traveling grace and mercy, as well as just to thank him for a new day. So I'm just going to let y'all know in advance, if you hear some snoring in the background, it's just happy children praising God in their sleep. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to say anyway. Hallelujah, because God is good and greatly to be praised. So hallelujah. It's a chorus of happy children, tired and wore out from a great weekend. Hallelujah. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning, lifting up the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to watch over our travelers today. As we travel the highways and byways, Lord God, we ask you to put your angels of mercy, angels of grace, your angels of goodness and kindness and mercy toward each and every one of us. To Lord God, we ask you to hide us in the arms of your loving care as we move forward, oh God. And thanking you in advance, Lord God, for safe travels to each and every destination. For all those that are traveling to and from Branson, Missouri, to and from whatever city those that are listening are in, we ask you, oh God, to watch over them, to watch over them, to watch over them, to watch over them, to bless them, oh God. In the name of Christ Jesus, Lord, we are thankful. We are grateful and we are blessed that each and every one of us are moving forward in your word this morning. In the precious and holy name of Christ Jesus, Lord God, I lift up each church service today that someone will be saved. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. As I stated on Friday, we're going to be a little bit different this morning. We are going to be doing a couple of scriptures, and then we're going to end because I got to get some little girls up and ready to go on this trip home and make sure that we leave this room that we are in decent and in order. So thank you all for listening in this morning.
This morning we are going to be coming out of Psalms chapter 21, and we're going to also be coming, we're all going to be in Psalms today. We're also going to be coming out of Psalms 91, which is a awesome word of God, which ends with just one word, one scripture that stays in my life, in my mind, in my spirit, you know, and Ezra Houghton obviously loved it as well because it's one of his songs. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. Psalms 91 and 18 and 16. But we're going to read the whole entire chapter. And God willing, we may go into one of our Old Testament words from our Dr. Stanley Bible. And again, if you're hearing snoring, it's just some happy little girls who are sleeping in this morning for a little while. Hallelujah. So thank you so much for listening in. And let's get started in the Word of God. Hallelujah. And the Word of God is joy in the salvation of the Lord. 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 That is our word for this morning. And I can't help it. You get joy in the Lord. And the word that God gave me for our title this morning is be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We got to exalt the Lord this morning. I'm not trying to preach today, but I'm excited and I'm grateful because the Lord knows that some things could have happened but didn't. We know that the Lord protects his children. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for protecting our children. Thank you, Lord, for just being an awesome God. Thank you, Lord, for sending angels of mercy. And thank you, Lord, for just covering us with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm getting excited this morning, family, because the Word of God just takes me there. It gets me all filled up. It gets me all giddy for Jesus. And I can't help it because I know that I know that I know. I know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly all things. Hallelujah. So giving God glory this morning as we continue in our Psalms 21 word today. Because God is just that good. Hallelujah. God is just that good. Say it with me, y'all. God is just that good. And the Word of God continues. Joy in the salvation of the Lord. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord. Hallelujah. And in your salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire. Ooh, hallelujah. And have not withheld the request of his lips. For you meet him with the blessings of goodness, you set a crown of pure gold upon his head. Hallelujah. God has set a crown of pure gold on the king's head, but we know he has set a crown of pure gold on our heads when we believe in him, because one day we will be in the kingdom. Hallelujah. He asks life from you, and you give it to him. Length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation. Honor and majesty you have placed upon him. Hallelujah. 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 For you have made him most blessed forever. David knows. David is thanking God this morning. For you have made him most blessed forever. And we can say it together. For you have made me more blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Hallelujah. And we know the song we grew up in, I shall not be moved, just like a tree planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. Your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their offsprings you shall destroy from the earth. And understand, there are folks right now, they are finding archaeology and archaeology, places and people that they have never found or seen before. When they do the DNA, they're like, oh, that's a people that no longer exist. Understand, God will remove a whole group, ethnicity, and race of people from the face of the earth. Have you seen a Neanderthal? Come on now. Yes, there is Neanderthal DNA in certain groups of people because of cross-mixing as time went on. But I tell you this, a full-blooded Neanderthal you have not seen except for on a Geico commercial. Come on now. And as we continue, it says, your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. We're going to read it again. You shall make them a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their offspring you shall destroy from the earth, and their descendants from among the sons of men. For they intended evil against you. They devised a plot which they are not able to perform. Therefore, you will make them turn their back. You will make ready your arrows on your string toward their face. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power. Ooh, hallelujah. We will sing and praise your power. We got to sing and praise God. Hallelujah. I am so thankful this morning that God woke me up, as they say, clothed in my right mind with a pep in my step, and thanking God that I made this journey. Hallelujah. Thanking God I made this journey. And this is the word. It says, this hymn of thanksgiving for God's blessing on the king ends on a strong note of praise. The Lord who has brought victory to his people in the past to be trusted to grant future victories. The strength and power of the Lord merit his people's praise. The psalmist again affirms that Israel's victories lay in the Lord's power, not in military strength. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get caught up in our ability to have the most guns and nuclear weapons, and we got this and we got that. We got stealth fighters. We got so much. But understand, it don't matter what you have, but who you praise. Understand that not what you have, but who you praise. How many times have we read in Chronicles about some group of people wanting to attack Israel? And then what did God say? The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. So it don't matter what kind of weapons of mass destruction you have. If it is not God's will for you to succeed, you will not. Hallelujah. Say it with me. If it's not God's will for you to succeed, you will not. You know, we got to come back to in God we trust, because we want God to bless this nation. We want God to bless our leaders. We want God to take us higher. But he cannot take us higher until we start acting like we got some sense, claiming the name of Jesus, but acting like the devil. God is watching everything we do. And I tell you this, sometimes he is not pleased. So let's keep it moving. Psalms 91, safety of abiding in the presence of God. He who dwells in, I love this psalm. This psalm takes me there. It takes me higher. Takes me higher. It takes me higher. It takes me higher. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. And I'm going to say that again. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrows that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Can the church say amen? Hallelujah. We know so many have passed from COVID. We know so many have died of cancer. We know so many have died from diabetes and complications. We know so many have died of heart attacks. We know so many have died from so many other diseases out there, and some can't even be named. One is ALS, which I would not wish on anyone, and MS, and so many other things, Parkinson's, so many diseases out there, so much pestilence out there. But we know that there are so many that have survived because God was on their side. Hallelujah. And so many have been called home because it was just their time. And it goes on to tell us, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. It shall not come near you. Church, say amen. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge. Can you say the Lord is my refuge, family? Is the Lord your refuge? The Lord is my refuge. My mama said it too. The Lord is my refuge. Hallelujah. Because I know He sure is mine. And it goes on to tell us. Woo, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to say it again. I got to go there one more time. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my refuge. And it goes on to tell us in our word. Whew, hallelujah. I'm sorry. I got to go back, y'all. I'm just filled up. This word touches my heart. We're going back to verse number 8. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we know that the wicked is out there. We know that they do all kinds of stuff. But we know that we are God's children. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. But He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Just lift your hands. It says, in their hands they shall bear you up. When we raise our hands, knowing that angels are bearing us up, lest you dash your foot against a stone, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample underfoot. Ooh, hallelujah. Because He has set His love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I tell this because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He knows my name. That's one of my favorite songs. And Friend of God is my other. But I tell you this, and as y'all know, Israel Houghton's theme moving forward is the beginning of this show, because it was the beginning of this ministry. I was listening to that song when this ministry started, when God put it in my heart. That song was just all in my spirit. I woke up singing it. I went to sleep singing it. And those are the kind of ways God speaks to me. I just tell you, I knew that was the title of this show, was Moving Forward, because God used that song to minister to me as I minister to you. He said, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. And my answer is yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes. Ooh, yes, Lord. It says, I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. God speaks to us with long life. He will satisfy. Hallelujah. He is our God, and all he wants is us to be saved. God does not want anybody going to hell. He doesn't. He doesn't want any of his children hurt. God doesn't. But we have to be so careful not to put ourselves in situations where we can be hurt, where things can happen. Lord God, we thank you today for your grace and mercy, for your loving kindness, for all that you do, in Jesus' name. And this is a word. It says, a psalmist builds image upon image, express the ultimate security found in relationship with the Lord. The Lord is described as the shadow of the Almighty. For the poet, suggesting the picture of baby birds finding protection under their mother's wings. The second pair of terms, refuge and fortress, indicate military strength or protection. God delivers his people from the snare of the fowler, one who sets a trap to catch prey, bait layer. God's faithfulness protects his own like a shield. Hallelujah. I'm thankful to be under the shield of God. Verses 11 through 12 of chapter 91 of Psalms. Satan misused these verses to tempt Jesus. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 6, Luke 4, 10 through 11. We're going to go back to verses 11 and 12. And it says, for he shall give his angels charge over you. All your ways in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Now you know where it comes from, that scripture. But to understand, the devil knows the scripture too. He gonna change it. He gonna twist it. But he does know it. And we have to be very careful of who church should go and set in. Because if they're not of God, they're gonna take these scriptures and twist them around to use them for their benefit and not your salvation. That's why God gives us his word, and he gives us enough information to know it. That's why you got to study to show yourself approved, so that when you hear the word in the wrong context, you will say, that's not right. Mr. Bridges done read that word to us, and this is the context of it. Or I've read that word. Careful who you listen to, especially context, because you will hear me say when I go to a scripture, wait, let me go up a little bit so we can get it in context. Because we need to know in context the word of God. And as we continue, it says this, while the Lord may permit some terrible things to happen to his children, they have the security of knowing that he ultimately is in control and that he cares for those who make him their refuge. And that is all we have for this morning. I am thankful and grateful and blessed to be with you today. We only have a half an hour show today because I got to get some little girls up. My snoring chorus is what I call them today. They are having a good time. My mother has attempted to wake them up several times, but they are in dreamland. But I am grateful that they are having a good rest, and they are still hearing the word of Lord, even in their sleep. The word is going forth to them that the Lord God is their refuge. He is exalted, and he is our strength. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. But it says the king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. And we rejoice knowing that we are saved by grace and not by the law. Because if it was all law, most of us would be burning in hell. Because you just would have a hard time keeping it. You know, so many turtle doves, so many slain lambs could not satisfy all the sin of the world today. So I thank God for his son. I thank God this morning for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank you all for listening this morning. If there's anyone that has a comment or a prayer, please push the number 1 on your phone, and your line will be open. We have a word from Sister Carolyn, and then we will have a word in just a moment from a caller. And then we will be wrapping it up. So just a moment, please, as we get a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And the word for yesterday was this: good morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we keep our eyes and minds stayed on you. Father, help us to do whatever is in your will. Amen. We pray that prayer this morning. And our word for this morning is also a psalm. Today is Psalm Day. And it says, good morning. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Can y'all say, thank you, Lord? And as we say, as we go back to Psalms 91, verse 2, I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. So I thank Sister Carolyn for hearing the voice of God this morning. In him I will trust. Thank you, God, for your word today. Thank you, Lord, for being exalted. Thank you, Lord, for just being our strength and our salvation. And I will say, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And then a word from Evangelist.
Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just truly blessed and highly favored by God. God had put it in my spirit in Proverbs 3. You know, the word says, trust in the Lord, with all thy heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. Sometimes we hear the voice of God, but we don't listen, and we don't move forward. We don't follow instructions. So if we just seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto us that we need to hear, listen, and follow the instructions of the voice of God. Because no man can live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So just trust in the Lord on today, because the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. Amen.
Get a church, say amen. Hallelujah. We are going to ask our evangelist to pray us out this morning as we wrap it up, and we say, as she finishes her prayer, it is a wrap.
Amen.
And
it's a wrap.
They call it the snoring chorus has got to get up. Hallelujah. So I thank God for our children. I thank God for, again, our church and our church family, for bringing some of our children who have never been out of their community on a trip that they have totally enjoyed. So I thank God, and I ask your prayers as for traveling grace and mercy as I travel home. the highways and the byways. Ask God to give me strength and to, again, keep every joint, every ligament, everything covered under the blood of Jesus and to keep me awake and alert. Amen. Thanking God. Evangelist, I turn it over to you. And at the last voice you will hear is Evangelist, and it will be a wrap.
Heavenly Father, I come unto you in the name of Jesus, emptying out my vessel unto you, emptying out my spirit unto the Holy Spirit to be led by the Holy Spirit in prayer up over, hallelujah, your sheep. Father God, I thank you for your protection. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed for us as our covering. For we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being a forgiving God, to forgive us for any sin that we have committed, whether it was in our mind, our thoughts, our attitude, our demeanor, our behavior. You are a God of forgiveness, and your forgiveness is sweet as honey on our lips. So I'm grateful and thankful to this day, today, that the Lord has made. Truly we shall rejoice and be glad in it. For the joy of the Lord is Pastor Bridget's strength on today. We know that as we call on the name of Jesus, because he is the way, the truth, and the life unto the Father, and as he's seated at the right hand of the throne of God, he is interceding for each and every one that is traveling on this day, whether they are traveling by, hallelujah, an organization, an event, traveling doctors, nurses, whatever the travel may be, whatever their office may be, whatever the purpose of God may be, whatever the assignment may be, we know that God has encamped angels to charge up over his sheep. So we thank you for traveling grace this morning. We thank you for the protection that you have up over each and every hand that holds the steering wheels of every vehicle, every van, every, hallelujah, fly, way, train, way, hallelujah, railway, trailway, hallelujah. We thank you that you have encamped angels all up and down the highways and the flyways, Father God. So we give you glory this morning. We give you honor and praise because you are worthy of it. But we trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and we lean not into our own understanding. In all thy ways we acknowledge you, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We can't go wrong, so we thank you that the word is truth and that he will lead our path in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
It's a wrap.
Evangelist, what is it? It is a wrap. Thank you all again for listening again. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your prayers, my sister in Christ, and we ask God to continue to watch over you and your ministry. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for all of you. Have a blessed day, and I was amiss. It was not the last voice you were here until I let turn it back over to her, and she says,
it's a wrap.